niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
I studied English in school when I was able to understand them without translating in my mind what they were saying. That's when I said, wow, since I have a daughter, we try...
Be like Sol. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Baugan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Thessie, Jessica, and Kutsi, and Richard Vaughn. So sometimes, you know how Richard Vaughn comes in halfway through the show and just kind of appears really funny, and you know. So he took me out for lunch.
Lucky you.
And two wine bottles later, here we are.
Two bottles of wine later.
I don't believe you.
A wine bottle doesn't contain wine. Bottles of wine contain wine. Yeah. But so, now they are wine bottles.
Yeah, exactly. They used to be bottles of wine. Now they're wine bottles. So we are in a very good mood, as you can see.
Which you are.
So are you.
Hey,
I said
I'm
to
serious.
Him, listen, Richard, I don't think I can do this by myself. You have to come on the show with me. Which is the one time I actually asked Richard to come on the show. I never do.
You.
Yeah. It's to
just
support me. Just in case I faint or something. So he has to take over.
But I don't have your book, your list.
Well, you don't have to.
It's all on the screen.
But I don't have a screen.
Well,
either.
You, if I faint, you will pull me off my chair and sit on my seat.
I can leave you on the floor.
You can leave me on the floor.
All right.
As long as I'm comfortable. Oh, good. All right. So, first things first, we're going to take a look at the Twitter question. Today, I want to know, how do you say empezar una pelea in English? I do not mean to start a fight. I do not mean that one. There is another option that we talked about yesterday. So I want to know, how do you say empezar una pelea in English? That's the Twitter question. How do you say empezar una pelea in English? It's out there. You can go on Twitter at English_clock and yeah, and answer the question. Do you know, Richard? Don't say.
No.
You don't.
I don't know.
It has to do with pick.
Okay.
Now he does.
Yeah.
All right. Second thing. We are in the middle. Well, not in the middle. We're still at the beginning of the book fair. So Vaughn has all of the books at the book fair, Caseta 337. So you can go to the Retiro Park in Madrid and, yeah, get a 10% discount for every single book. I'm going to be there this Saturday and this Sunday all day. Are you there this weekend?
On Saturday from 7 to 9.
All right, so we'll coincide.
Evening.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday from 12 to 2.
All right, so we coincide on both days.
That's right.
All right, so if you want to meet Richard or myself, you're welcome to come to the book fair. And that's it for the announcements. Now we're going to do question mix number 150, full stop, which is about Arkansas.
Well,
Arkansas. Yeah.
Everybody are cousins there.
You have cousins there.
No, everybody is a cousin.
I don't have a cousin in Arkansas.
But they call each other. Yeah.
Inbreeding.
Oh, everybody is a cousin there.
Yeah, everybody's a cousin there.
And they are always like cousin.
Well, endogamia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Nowhere. That was very Irish.
Nowhere.
All right. So question mix number 150. Where in the U.S. is Arkansas? Jessica.
It's in the southeast. Region area?
Southeastern
region.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And is it a big or a small state? Kutsi.
It's a medium. Medium sized.
Very good. That's actually in the book.
Yes.
It says the answer is medium sized.
Okay.
In the English O'Clock book, you haven't looked at it, have you?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
All
respeto.
Ninguno, cero. Do you know what the capital of Arkansas is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's Little Rock.
It's Little Rock. Very good. And have you ever been to Arkansas?
No, I did. I haven't.
Very good. No, I haven't. Do you want to go?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. She doesn't. She
no,
doesn't.
because my family used to live there.
Blytheville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
In Blytheville.
Blytheville?
Yeah. Hmm? It's a very small town with an air base. There.
Okay.
All right.
My uncle is buried there.
Buried.
Okay.
Buried.
Buried. Yeah.
There. Buried.
I would say buried.
Mm-mm.
Buried.
It's pronounced the same as strawberry.
Berry. Buried.
Yeah. Or frutos del bosque.
Sí. Mm-hmm.
Berries.
Berries.
Yo entierro fruto del bosque. I bury berries in the forest. Mm-hmm. I bury berries in the forest. I don't bury berries on the plane.
Okay. Good. Question number 5. How many people are there in Arkansas, Richard? What do you think?
Approximately 6 million people. No, there's 5 million.
I love how Richard is really convincing about his numbers. You know, he gives a speech and then he's like, no.
Look, I'll tell you exactly. All right. There are between 50 and 60 million people.
2.9.
No, that's correct.
No.
I said there are between 50 and 60 million people.
Yeah, but there are 2.9. That's nowhere between 50 and 60 million.
Yes, it is. It's more than 50 people and less than 60 million.
Oh.
I said between 50 and 60 million people.
Smart, huh? Yeah. All right. Very good. Now, I haven't been to Arkansas. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither have I.
Neither have I. Very good. Do you know a famous person who was born in Arkansas?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Bill Clinton.
Very good. Who else?
Chelsea.
Just a second. Jimmy Sexton.
Not really famous.
Hey, he was a famous football player. Yes.
Yeah.
And also Frank Broyles.
Frank Broyles, of course.
Frank Broyles was the coach. Frank Broyles. You see, I've been to Arkansas, and I lived for 10 years 100 kilometers from the border of Arkansas.
So you know that Chelsea Clinton was born in Arkansas as well.
Okay, fine. Well, of course. You know, Hillary's and Bill's daughter.
Exactly. And Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh. He was. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Angelina Jolie's ex-husband.
Yes.
Billy Bob Thornton. All right, very good. Do you know anybody who lives in Arkansas?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Can you walk to Arkansas?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because it's too far away.
Too far away. Very good. And can you imagine moving to Arkansas?
No, I can't.
Very good. Is Arkansas bigger than Texas?
No, it's not.
Which means?
Texas is bigger than Arkansas.
Which means?
Arkansas isn't as big as Texas.
It's smaller.
Or Arkansas is smaller than Texas. Arkansas isn't as big as Texas. Texas isn't as small as Arkansas, and Texas is quite a bit bigger.
All right.
In fact, Texas can run circles around Arkansas concerning size. How do you say? Tanto en población como en extensión. Both in population and in area.
All right.
Arkansas has 2.9 million people. Texas has 29 million. Toma. And Texas is 690,000 square meters. And Arkansas is only the size of Extremadura.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the Texas number, please?
690,000.
690,000
square kilometers. No, square kilometers. Yes, square kilometers. Yeah.
Let's see Richard's convincing number thing.
690,000 square kilometers.
Texas.
Look up Texas.
Size. How many did you say?
690,000. 695,000. Yeah. Right? Yeah. 695.
Yes, 695,662 square kilometers. Square kilometers.
That's what I said, kilometers.
That's what you said, you did.
Yeah.
All right, very good. How long does a flight from Madrid to Little Rock last?
It lasts 20 hours.
It lasts about 20 hours. Very good. And who has never been to Arkansas? You or me?
Neither of us have never been in Arkansas.
Stop. Neither of us
has never been in
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Very good.
Excuse me. What's the past tense of the verb to see?
Saw.
What's the past tense of the verb to see? Every day I see
saw.
Yesterday. Saw. Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Good.
Yeah. Mm? Did I tell you about residential I did on a weekend? And we talked about Arkansas. And one of the students says, "Es que no lo alcanzo."
Well, yeah. That's like remembering the capitals of Europe. Spanish people remember the capital of Sweden saying, "Esto es el colmo." Stockholm. Estocolmo.
That's true. All right, very good. Are you going to visit Arkansas this year?
No, I won't.
Are you going
to? No, I am not.
I'm not. Very good. Will you try to go there next year, Richard?
Most likely I won't.
Very good. Very, very good. Will you go if I invite you?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Ahora sí, no. Can you get a direct flight from Arkansas to Arkansas from Madrid?
No, I can't.
No, you can't. Very good. Are there as many people in Arkansas as there are in China?
No, there aren't.
Very good, which means?
There are more people in China as in...
No. There are more people in China?
There are more people in China than in...
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Very good. So there are.
There are fewer people in Arkansas than in China.
Which means?
That there aren't as many people in Arkansas as in China.
Which means?
There are more people in China than in Arkansas. There are fewer
already.
People in Arkansas than in China.
There aren't.
There aren't as many people in... I know that's strange English.
Yeah, I know it's strange, but still we do it here.
Don't push me on strange things. There aren't as few people?
Yes, yes. In China?
China is in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And he's like, why did I ever hire this woman?
She's stretching English beyond the limits of its reality.
But it helps. It helps. It helps for them to, you know, use it within the limits of reality.
All right.
I think.
The Twilight Zone.
Did you know that Bill Clinton was born in Arkansas?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Now, my mother is 60 years old. Have you met my mother?
Yes.
Did you talk to her?
Yes.
And?
Very nice, very pleasant, very emotional she was the other day.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And it was her English okay? Because I've never
Her English was good enough to thank me.
Okay.
She came up to me. Se me acercó. She came up to me to express her gratitude.
Mm. She didn't tell me that. Or at least I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my mother is 60 and Bill Clinton is 74. So how old was Bill Clinton when my mother was born?
He was 14 years old when your mother was born.
Very good. And will there be a documentary about Arkansas on TV tonight?
No, there won't.
No, there?
No, there won't.
Won't. Very good. What nationality are people from Arkansas and what language do they speak, Richard?
The people from Arkansas are American and they speak English.
Very good. Is Arkansas the most beautiful state in the U.S.?
No, it's not.
Maybe it is.
Maybe what? It is. Maybe it's not.
I've
do you think it is?
There.
Depends on your definition of beauty.
What is your definition of beauty?
That you're impressed by the landscape.
Uh-huh.
And Arkansas is the most important state in the U.S. for the Ozark Mountains.
Uh-huh.
And driving through is absolutely beautiful. And then you go a little bit further south to Hot Springs, which is Manantiales Calientes, literalmente, mm-hmm. which is Las Aguas Termales, mm-hmm. down there. And then it's a very pretty state.
Mm-hmm. Is it the most beautiful state for you?
No.
What is the most beautiful state for you?
I would say probably Arizona or Nevada or Utah. It's
really?
The western...
So dry.
The Monument Valley,
yeah,
the Grand Canyon, that
yeah.
type of rugged
right.
beauty.
Right, okay.
But of course you can go to Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different
type of beauty.
Absolutely. All right, very good. Ask me what the weather is like in Arkansas.
What's the weather like in Arkansas? In Arkansas.
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 What is she asking me?
She's asking you what the weather is like in Arkansas.
Very good. It's probably sunny. How long does it take to get to Arkansas from Madrid?
It takes around 20 hours.
It takes around 20 hours. Very good. How far is it from Little Rock to Omaha in Lincoln, in Nebraska?
I don't know.
Ask Richard.
How far is it from Little Rock to Omaha?
What is she asking him?
She's asking him how far is from
it is.
How far it is from Little Rock to Arkansas
to Omaha. Omaha to Omaha Omaha
so, Omaha to Omaha
Thessina.
Omaha
Omaha
it's not Omaha
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 yes.
All right, very good.
Thessy knows.
Thessy,
yes.
All right,
it's 984 kilometers
from approximately
Little Rock. To Omaha.
But she
Omaha.
Said,
Omaha.
Omaha. Ha.
It's actually true. It's not about 984 kilometers from Little Rock to Omaha. Have you been to Omaha?
I've passed through, yes.
Yeah.
Driving from Chicago to, well, driving from Moline, Illinois to Denver in one day.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm. Jeez. Where did you eat? Applebee's.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
I like Applebee's. Anyways, am I still talking about Arkansas?
Yes, you're still talking about Arkansas.
Very good. Have you ever thought of Arkansas as a holiday destination?
As a permanent, as an important holiday destination, no. But as a place to visit, yes. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. El Dorado, which is El Dorado. Mm-hmm. They say El Dorado.
And, really? I thought Yellville. They were saying El Dorado.
No, it's they pronounce it El Dorado. And Yellville.
Yellville.
Yes, Yellville. Uh-huh. One of the most important people in the first three Vaughan towns in history was from Yellville.
What was his or her name?
Her name was, I can't remember.
Okay, it will come to you. It will come to you.
She was the most attractive 75-year-old I've ever seen and the most flirty 75-year-old, and she owned a turkey farm.
A turkey farm.
Outside of Yellville.
All right.
Can you believe it? Raising turkeys. They're pavos.
Yeah.
And this woman, I had to convince her to come to Spain after the 9/11.
Oh,
and
wow.
When it cost $3,000 to fly across the Atlantic. Because all of the people canceled.
Yeah.
For Vaughan Town.
Yeah.
I was doing Maite's job. And so I had to woo her through electrons to come. I said to her, if you come, I promise I'll kiss you on the lips.
And did you?
And she came.
And did you?
And she reminded me, said, by the way, the kiss? Yeah, I did.
All right, of course. Go you. Very good. Very good. How many questions did you answer about Arkansas last week?
I didn't answer any questions.
Questions.
Any questions about Arkansas last week.
Very good. And so far this week?
So far this week, I've answered 20 questions about Arkansas.
Very good.
Okay. Question.
Question. Chin.
How do you say Minton? Question.
Chin. All right. Okay, good. Do you have to travel to Arkansas for work?
No, I don't.
Very good. No, I don't. No. Yeah. Should you visit Arkansas in your life?
Yes, I should.
Bueno.
Yes, you should. I recommend it.
Yeah?
Hey, it's a nice place.
But so is Germany.
But wait a minute. It's La America Profunda.
Yeah.
Going to Hamburg, you see part of Germany. Go to Munich, etc. But you need to go to Arkansas. You're going to deep America.
But then you can also go to, like, I don't know, Missouri. And
I know. Nebraska. It's the same. Well, Missouri is next to Arkansas.
Yeah.
They share a common border.
And there you go.
The Ozark Mountains continue into Missouri.
Yeah.
Up to Lake. Beautiful areas. These are beautiful areas.
Okay, all right. Then we take Richard's word for it. We have to go to Arkansas.
During the break, remind me and we'll pull out some pictures.
Okay, all right. Very good. Is there a river in Arkansas?
Yes, there is.
All right, very good. When was the last time you read an article about Arkansas?
I don't remember. I don't remember the last time I read an article about Arkansas.
Very good, very good. Are you going to have cake tomorrow? Completely
no.
Unrelated question.
Well, no. Arkansas is famous for its cake.
No, it's not.
No.
What kind of cake?
Arkansas cake.
He's making it up.
He's making that up.
Yeah. Let's see. Arkansas.
Put it. Cake. Arkansas cake. Yabaras. You'll see. It's a boy. I don't know what to put it. Yeah. Arkansas.
That is definitely. It's kind of a weird.
There
what
we
is
go.
That,
you
boar?
See? That's pig suey. You ever have a pig suey?
No.
There we go. You see, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Ah, those Razorbacks, yeah, I know.
The Razorbacks, okay, these are jabalí, jabalí.
Oh.
But a special type of jabalí. It contains el lomo casi como una cuchilla afeitar. Mm-hmm. So they call it Razorback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mascot of the University of Arkansas.
Right.
Located in Fayetteville.
Right.
And it's incredible. They have a football stadium for 80,000 people. And 79,000 of the people are Arkansas fans. Mm. And they're saying, suey, pig suey. That's food for the pig. That the other team is food for the pig.
Oh.
Suey, pig suey. And you hear 79,000 people saying this, and the other team.
Of course.
It's incredible.
Of course. All right.
Pig suey.
Pig suey.
Pig suey is a type of, I don't know, pienso para Para el cerdo.
Para los cerdos. All right, very good.
Like father?
Father. Father. Father is padre.
Father.
Hay que decir la D bien, si no, no.
Father.
No.
No.
Father.
Father.
Father. Father. Dilo con una R. R.
Father.
All right.
Father. Yeah.
Father.
She changed my pronunciation.
I changed your pronunciation. Yeah, no, lady, father. I did not. You changed it yourself.
You say that my R's are, my D's are like R's many times.
Yeah. Father, father. 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 It's not an Ere.
Yeah,
it's
I
an
know,
English
I know.
D. Now, father's not important in the forraje. A father is forraje. Mm-hmm. No es pienso.
Ah, okay.
You understand?
Pienso is more the dry
it's feed.
Food.
Feed.
Feed.
Feed, como alimentar.
Yeah,
feed.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, the important thing with fodder, forraje, is not the agricultural use. How do you say carne de cañón?
Cannon fodder, sorry.
Cannon fodder. Soldados mandados a morir.
Okay.
It's cannon fodder.
Yeah.
It's important. So that's an important expression, perhaps.
Yeah, I learned it not too many years ago, about a year or 2 years ago, cannon fodder. All right, do you know anybody who's a professional hockey player?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Am I still asking questions about Arkansas?
No, you're not.
Asking questions.
You're not asking questions about Arkansas anymore.
Very
questions.
Good.
Questions.
Good. Have you ever swum in the Mississippi?
No, I haven't.
I have.
You have?
Many times.
Really? No crocodiles?
No, Mississippi, no.
Apparently, if a crocodile chases you, you're supposed to run in a zigzag. Did you know this?
No.
Because they run really quickly, but they're not really good at turning.
Running on the land.
Running on the land. Yeah. So if you're chased by a crocodile, you're supposed to run in zigzags because crocodiles are fast runners, but they don't turn very well.
You know where my family lives there in Louisiana, in the picnic area in the base, there are signs saying don't feed the alligators.
Don't feed the alligators. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Don't feed them. Scary. Have you ever seen that? Yeah. In
the wild? No.
No. Yeah. In Florida, yes.
Not in the wild. Yes, I have seen in the wild.
In the Everglades.
In Florida.
Okay.
Not in the Everglades, but near. Mm. Yeah, in a house, out of a golf course.
Oh, yeah. They like to hang out on the golf courses. Yeah. I don't know why. Anyways, I'm not going to have a hamburger for dinner. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither have I.
I'm not going to have...
Yeah, neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. How often do you have people over?
I usually have people over.
You usually have people over.
Eso no significa nada. So, she said how often. You don't say usually. You say, well, I have people over maybe once a week, twice a week.
Before you answer the question, what does it mean to have people over?
Conocer gente.
No.
Jessica? Que se queda gente a dormir en tu casa.
Bueno, no tiene que dormir.
Bueno.
To invite people to your house.
Exactly. For a drink, for a wine, for dinner, for lunch,
tener
for whatever.
Gente
yeah.
En casa.
Yeah. Okay. Que te visite gente.
Okay. I thought to sleep.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't
never.
Have to be. It can, but it doesn't have to
well,
be.
Well, you sleep over.
You sleep over. Yeah. Yeah. But not to have people over is, pues, que te visite.
Okay.
So how often do you have people over?
I have never had.
I never have.
People over.
You never have people over. Really?
Never.
Really. Because I live with my mom.
Well, but, and doesn't your mom have ever people over?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Can I come over?
All right, here we go.
No, it's one time I invite.
I invited
a trainer of my house.
To my house.
To my house.
And?
And at night.
Ooh.
Yes. I received a message for WhatsApp. But he worked by me.
For you?
Yeah.
He worked for you?
For me.
Okay.
Yes, in a special presentation, in a workshop. And when I saw the message. Yes. Oh, you are blah, 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 blah. What is that? And my mom and me are sleeping together because then in another room, he was.
Oh, so you had him over.
He came over.
Only one time.
Okay.
In our life.
Okay.
Yes.
But you slept with your mom and he slept by himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after I wake up again. I woke up again and read the message again and... Oh, my God. And after my mom... No, you close the door, Cecival, with key.
Lock the door.
Right.
All right. So that was the only time that you had people over.
We was afraid.
She had somebody over to sleep. Yeah. That's different.
That's different.
And to have people over is not to sleep.
Yeah.
To have people over is just to come and have a drink.
Okay.
So how often do you have people over, Richard?
Hardly ever. Hardly ever. Hardly ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm a recluse.
Recluse.
Yeah.
What is a recluse? Kuti.
Recluse.
Mm-hmm.
Recluido. Yo soy un recluso.
Un recluso.
Bueno, recluso en Spanish es un prisionero.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
Es un ermitaño.
Yeah.
Un retirado del mundo al ruido. Yeah. You understand? Mm. I'm a recluse.
Yeah.
A lonely heart. No?
No, probably not lonely. No. A heart. Just a heart, not lonely. But you had us. Jesus and myself, you had us over
for special.
Lunch. Aww.
We make exceptions for special people.
All right, moving on. Drill number 146. We're going to do sentences 31 to 40, and it's about how long it takes you to do something. All right, so how long does it take you to cook pasta?
It takes me around 20 minutes to cook pasta.
Very good. How long does it take you to walk 10 kilometers, Richard?
I can tell you it takes me 2 hours to walk 10 kilometers.
2 hours?
Yeah, but I'm not going to walk too fast.
All right. Okay. All right. Very good.
5 kilometers an hour is fine.
Okay. Very good. How long does it take you to learn how to say hello in a foreign language? What am I asking you?
You're asking me how long it takes me to learn...
To say hello.
To learn how to say hello in a foreign language.
Very good. And your answer is?
It takes me 1 minute to learn how to say hello in a foreign language.
Very good. What's the last language that you've learned how to say hello in?
In Chinese, maybe.
Which is?
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Very good. Stay tuned because we'll be right back after the break.
Cada idioma tiene sus propias expresiones. Unas se parecen bastante entre sí, llegando a ser incluso traducciones literales, mientras que otras difieren bastante en la traducción. Lo que todas las expresiones sí tienen en común es que se utilizan constantemente y hacen que nuestro discurso fluya más.
Descubre las 1000 expresiones más comunes del inglés en mi libro Expresiones en Inglés que deberías conocer.
Consigue el libro en baugantienda.com.
It's the bee's knees.
Envío gratis. Y hasta el 16 de junio te esperamos en la caseta 337 en la Feria del Libro de Madrid con un 10% de descuento.
It's the best thing since sliced bread.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
No dejes un asunto tan importante como tu formación en idiomas por esa presunta falta de tiempo, porque esto solo maquillará la evidencia. La formación en idiomas, especialmente en inglés, es cada vez más imprescindible. Esta decisión te podrá parecer arriesgada, pero te aseguro que estarás apostando por un valor seguro.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 91-133-5833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 91-133-5833. Consulta también el Executive Master en inglés profesional disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid. Consigue un nivel óptimo de expresión oral en situaciones cotidianas y de ámbito profesional. Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
If you haven't made any decision yet about your children or young adolescents concerning summer camps, July and August and early September, we offer summer camps in different places around Spain. We also offer camps in Canada and other parts of the world. And so look into it now, because the sooner you sign up, the better. The sooner you sign up, because a time always comes in the early spring or the mid-spring in which we're full. Sometimes we're booked up. And some parents get upset. And it's usually because they didn't call in time. They waited too late. They waited too long. So for the summer camps for children or for young adolescents, think about it. Try to make your decision now and to act on it, or to least to call us in Baugan for information about this. Thank you.
Más información en el 911-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning, it was hard.
Be like Jesus. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Born Radio.
Escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
The second half of English O'Clock. Now, I am seeing something on Twitter, and it's from Imparable on Twitter, and he says, father and fodder, is that the same pronunciation? No, it's not. So we have father, there, father. British people probably say something like father. All right, I can't do it. I'm really bad at imitating British accents, but in American, it's father. I know you have fodder, with a D sound, fodder, which is what we said about
forraje, pienso.
Forraje o pienso, o carne de cañón, no? Cannon fodder. So the difference in pronunciation is father, which is padre, father, and then you have fodder, D, fodder, which is el forraje o el... So he says, ¿esa A final suena como una A o una A? Es un sonido que no sabes muy bien si es A o O. Yo todas las palabras terminadas en A las reconozco entre O y A, pero nunca suena como una A. Now, in American English, if a word finishes with ER or AR, it's R. Like father or fodder, So that's the sound, okay? In British English, it's a little bit different because they say they just have the A sound, father.
Is that the schwa sound?
No. It could be transcribed as a schwa sound, okay?
But in British?
Yes, okay. Yes. I would say, well, we can actually look it up in the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, which is a dictionary that I always use. Father, it would be transcribed with a schwa sound, and the schwa sound, for those of you who don't know, es esa E, mm-hmm. pero al revés. Es boca abajo, la E boca abajo. So in British English, you have the schwa and then an R in parentheses, which is mm-hmm. the father. And then you have the American one, which is father. And that's a schwa with an R without the parentheses. Okay. So, so that's basically the difference between father, padre, and fodder, which is
forraje.
Very good. Going back to drill number 146, we are on sentence number 34. How long does it take you to smile? Kutsi.
It takes me 1 second to smile.
Very good. How long does it take you to get a degree?
It takes you 4 years
To get a degree. Very good. How long does it take you to get a pay rise? What am I asking you?
You're asking me how long it takes... A pirro? It takes me a pirro?
It takes me to get.
It takes me to get a pirro.
A pay rise.
A pay rise. What is that?
What is pay?
Pagar.
Pagar. O paga. Mm-hmm. And rise?
Pagar más alto.
Pues una subida de sueldo. O subida de sueldo.
I need to learn this.
Subida de sueldo, venga. Subida de sueldo. A pay rise. So how long does it take you to get a pay rise?
It takes me 1 year to get a pay rise.
Bueno, demasiado poco me parece. 1 year, lucky you. How long does it take you to get angry? What am I asking you?
You're asking me how long it takes to get...
How long it takes me?
It takes me to get angry.
Very good. And your answer is?
It depends. It can take me 1 second or 10 minutes.
Okay. Two?
To get angry.
Very good. How long does it take you to calm down? What am I asking you?
You are asking me how long it takes me to what?
To calm down.
To calm down.
Very good.
Venirme abajo.
Well, venirte abajo, no. Venirte abajo es negativo. Because si te vienes abajo, es como... Y no tienes energía. But to calm down, si estás muy alterada, and you calm down, es te relajas. Calma. Te calmas.
It takes me 1 second as well.
to calm down. Very good. All right. How long does it take you to plan a Christmas party? What do I want to know?
You want to know how long it takes her to plan a Christmas party.
Very good.
It takes me one week to plan a Christmas party.
Very good. And how long does it take you to roast a turkey? What am I asking her?
You're asking her how long does it take?
How long it takes her
to roast a turkey.
To roast a turkey. Turkey.
To roast a turkey.
Good.
It's a cake.
No. It's a bird. It's not a cake. It's a bird. Yes,
yes. It takes me 5 hours. 4 hours.
Two?
To roast up, I don't remember.
A turkey. A turkey. Very good. So just to be sure, turkey is
pavo.
Very good. And the joke with ¿qué dice un pavo al otro antes de acostarse?
Apaga la luz.
Venga. All right. Vocabulary booklet number 3. We are going to take a look at list number 11, which goes like this: ira, rabia o enfado.
Anger.
Very good. Que yo sepa.
As far as I know.
As far as I know. Very good. En cualquier caso.
At any rate.
Very good. Amargo.
Bitter.
Very good. So bitter, it's bitter. Very good. Avería o desglose.
Breakdown.
Brevemente.
Briefly.
Very good. Emocionante.
Exciting.
Very good. Fortuna.
Fortune.
Very good. Funcional.
Functional.
Sí, functional. Very good. Gitano o gitana.
Gypsy.
Gypsy. Very good. Inmediato. No. Cuchi.
Immediate.
Spell it for me.
I M M.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So say it again. How do you say inmediato?
Immediate.
Not immediate.
Oh.
Okay.
Because you said in.
I was trying to say immediate.
Yes.
Okay.
No hay ni trazo de N.
Okay.
All right. In English, in Spanish, it's in the N de Noruega, M de Madrid. Inmediato. But in English, we have two M's. I Madrid, Madrid. Or I Macedonia, Macedonia.
Immediate.
Okay. Immediate. Very good. Equipaje.
Luggage.
Or?
Baggage.
Luggage or baggage. Again?
Luggage.
Very good. Evidente o obvio?
Obvious.
All right, obvious. Very good. Pobreza?
Poverty.
Very good. Práctica?
Practice.
Very good. Billete de vuelta?
Return ticket.
Yes. Sonrisa?
Smile.
Very good. Suministro?
Supply.
Yes. Solicitar?
To apply for.
Very good. Esperar o prever?
To expect.
Very good. Inventar.
To invent.
Very good. Cargar.
To load.
Loud es alto en cuanto a ruido. This music is very loud. But load is cargar. And a load es una carga. Okay. Cuidar de alguien.
To look after.
What is take after?
Parecerse a alguien físicamente o de
forma de ser. Mm. All right. For example, I take after my mother when it comes to looks, probably, and when it comes to artistic kind of features, I take after my mother. But then in terms of being spontaneous, I take after my father, porque mi padre es muy espontáneo, and I'm like him, so I take after him. Pero si me toca cuidar a mi padre, I look after him. So one thing is to look after, one thing is, or another thing is to take after. Participar.
To participate.
To participate, very good. And periodo, o periodo de prueba, 1, 2, 3.
Trial period.
No.
Trial period.
That's exactly what I wanted. Good. we're going to do basics. And today, gee, excuse me. We're going to do family tree. Family tree. So I'm going to give you out of four generations. So the family tree is in the English O'Clock book, which you, by the way, can get with a 10% discount on the book fair, Caseta 337 at the Madrid Book Fair. You can go get the book. And if you want to meet us, me or Richard or whoever you want to meet, you just have to take a look at the website. En grupobaugan.com, you just type Feria del Libro 2019 in Google and all of the signings come up. And I'm going to be there this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. So come up to us, say hello so we can finally meet you guys and put a face to a Twitter name, whatever. So family tree, you can find it on page number 37. I am going to give you two words, and out of those two words, you have to give me four sentences. Two, using the words, hence, practicing the sex and genitive, and two, not using the names, hence practicing pronouns. Okay, so we're going to start very easily. I want you to tell me the relationship between Gabriel and Susan. Gabriel and Susan. Ceci.
Gabriel is Susan's brother, mm-hmm. and Susan is Gabriel's sister.
Yes.
Yes, and he is her brother, and she's his sister.
Very good. We stick to Susan. Give me the relationship between Susan and Sarah. Jessica.
Susan is Sarah's cousin.
Cousin.
And Sarah is Susan's cousin.
All right. I'm not happy with this as a sound. So you're going to say, Susana, you're going to say in Spanish, Susana se casó con mi primo Sergio.
Susana se casó con mi primo Sergio.
Very good. Susan is Sarah's cousin.
Okay. Susan.
No, Susan.
Ah, Susan. Susan is Sarah's cousin.
Cousin. That's the vibrant z sound that I need in cousin.
Okay.
Or Brazil, or Brazilian. All right. Okay. So Susan is Sarah's cousin. Very good. And Sarah?
Sarah is Susan's cousin.
Cousin. Very good. So she
is her cousin. Mm-hmm. And she is her cousin.
All right, very good. We stick to Susan. Susan and Alex. Gucci, what's the relationship between Susan and Alex?
Susan is Alex.
No.
Alexis. Susan is Alexis.
Alexis.
Yes. Nephew. Yeah.
No.
No.
Porque Susan
niece.
Es una chica.
Niece. Mm-hmm. Susan is Alexis' niece. Mm-hmm. Alex is Susan's uncle.
Susan's
uncle.
All right, you get to start all over.
Susan is Alex.
No, listen. It's Susan.
Susan.
Better.
Susan is Alexis' niece.
Yes.
Alex is Susan.
A ver, vamos a ver.
Genitivo.
El genitivo sajón.
Ah, yes.
Claro.
Alex is Susan's.
There you go.
Okay. Alex is Susan's uncle.
Very good.
Susan,
so
he is niece.
Yes.
And he is her uncle.
Bueno, venga. All right.
Estaba pensando en la S de Susan.
Ya te vi. All right, so we stick to Susan and Josephine. Susan and Josephine. Thissy. Susan and Josephine. What are they?
Susan is Josephine's granddaughter.
Yes, yes.
And Josephine is Susan's grandmother.
Very good, so...
She is her mother.
She's her grandmother.
She's her grandmother, and she's her granddaughter.
Very good. All right. We stick to Josephine and we go to Josephine and Benjamin. Kutsi.
Josephine is Benjamin's husband.
No.
Oi, wife. Oi. Josephine is Benjamin's wife.
Yes.
Benjamin is Josephine's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He is her wife. And
He is her husband.
He is her husband and she is his wife.
Bueno, vamos a llamar la ambulancia del diccionario que recibió muchas patadas. Do you know, by the way, to whine, when you're like, me, es que no quiero hacer no sé qué o no sé qué o no sé cuánto. That's to whine, when you whine about something. So one thing that we like to say, I think I told you this already, let's call the whambulance. Have I ever told you about this? Whambulance, because it goes wow, wow. So we're going to call the whambulance for the dictionary, porque pobre diccionario anda que no ha recibido. All right, so we had Josephine and Benjamin. We are going to go with the last one, Josephine and Florence for Jessica.
Josephine is Florence's daughter-in-law.
Very good.
And Florence is Josephine's mother-in-law.
Good.
She is her daughter-in-law and she is her mother-in-law.
Very good. All right. I think as of next time that we do the family tree, we are going to bring a piggy bank wherever you say, or any similar sound that is not what you're supposed to say, a euro into the piggy bank. Okay. Towards our summer party. Good. So we're going to take a look at still, yet, already, and anymore, okay, which are four words that Spanish speakers love to confuse, and they're actually not that difficult. So how do you say bailar?
Dance.
Very good. How do you say saltar?
To jump.
Very good. How do you say hacer esto?
To clap.
How about...
To work out.
This. I said work out.
Hacer?
Gimnasia.
No.
Okay. Jumping jack.
Jumping jacks. Okay. But you don't say that in Spanish. You don't say jumping jacks in Spanish, do you?
No, we use it
well,
term
pues hacer
in English.
Jumping jacks. To do jumping jacks. And the last one is?
Push-ups.
Very good. So we have dancing, jumping, doing jumping jacks, and doing push-ups. So what am I doing, Kutsi?
You're dancing.
I'm dancing. Very good. Am I still, bueno, es que parezco payasa total. Am I still dancing?
You are still dancing.
Very good. Have I stopped dancing yet?
No, you are still dancing.
No, have I stopped dancing yet?
No, you are...
You haven't stopped.
You haven't stopped dancing yet.
You haven't stopped dancing yet. Very good. Am I still dancing?
No, you are not dancing anymore.
You're not dancing anymore. Very good. Have I stopped dancing yet?
Yes, you have already stopped dancing.
Very good. Y para que no sea yo la única rara aquí, Gucci, jump! Jump! No, eso son jumping jacks. Jump, salta. Salta. All right, very good. You keep going. Yes. What is she doing?
She's trying to jump. She's jumping.
She's jumping. Very good. Is she still jumping?
She's still jumping.
Very good. Has she stopped jumping yet?
No, she hasn't stopped jumping yet.
Very good. Now you can stop. Are you still jumping, Kutsi?
No, I'm not that jumping anymore.
She's not jumping anymore. Very good. So has she stopped jumping yet?
Yes, she has already stopped jumping.
Very good. Jessica.
Bueno.
You're the next one.
Dios mío.
Do jumping jacks. All right. Very good. What is she doing?
She's jumping jacks.
She's doing jumping jacks.
She's doing jumping jacks.
Very good. Is she still doing jumping jacks?
Yes. She's still doing jumping jacks.
Very good. Has she stopped doing jumping jacks yet?
No, she hasn't stopped
doing jumping jacks yet. Very good. You can stop. Are you still doing jumping jacks?
No, I'm not doing jumping jacks anymore.
Very good. Has she stopped doing jumping jacks
yes,
yet?
Yes, she has stopped.
Already?
Yes, she has already stopped doing jumping jacks.
Bueno. A ver, repite.
Yes, she has already stopped Doing jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks. Very good. Los jacks saltantes. Yes, please.
Do you remember? Do you remember a film? It was starred by Whoopi Goldberg. It was
the movie.
Was jumping jack backflash.
No. The only movie I remember with Whoopi Goldberg is Sister Act.
The only?
No.
What about Ghost?
Jumping jack
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You girls are 50-something. I'm 35.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pascal.
What kind of Ghost is... Ghost?
I don't know. The only Ghost I know.
Ghost. Yeah. The movie.
Yeah.
In Ghost. The movie, she's a detective.
She's
no?
a
Más Allá del Amor. Ghost, Más Allá del Amor.
No,
with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
No, not.
All right.
No, Jumping Jack is another movie.
No, here is...
She was in that movie,
too. Yeah,
yeah. Yes, she was. Now, here is a terrible, terrible thing to say. Please don't stop respecting me, but I have never actually seen Ghost.
Oh. No.
I have never seen Ghost.
So.
It's very nice.
So moving.
Yes.
It's very and nice. She acts very well in that movie.
Whoopi Goldberg or Demi Moore?
No, Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I haven't seen Ghost.
You need to watch it. You need to watch it with your husband.
Yeah. And they are
because it's very
doing some kind of pottery.
Yeah, I saw that scene. That scene I do remember, but I don't actually know. I haven't seen the movie. So, yes, I will, I promise, between now and 10 years, I will have seen it. Okay. So we had me dancing, Coochie jumping, Jessica doing jumping jacks. It's time for Ceci. Ceci, do push-ups.
Push-ups.
Aquí en la mesa. En la mesa misma. What is she doing? Hala, con la llave. Pa. What is she doing?
She is doing push-ups.
She's doing push-ups. Very good. Is she still doing push-ups?
Yes, she's still doing push-ups.
Very good. Have you stopped doing push-ups yet?
No, I haven't. No. I haven't stopped doing push-ups yet.
Very good. Very good. So has she stopped doing push-ups yet?
No, she hasn't already.
She hasn't?
She hasn't stopped doing push-ups yet.
Very good. Now you can stop. Are you still doing push-ups?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You can come closer to the mic.
No, I'm not doing push-ups anymore.
Very good. So has she stopped doing push-ups yet?
Yes, she has stopped.
Already?
Yes, she has already stopped. Doing push-ups.
Yes, she has already stopped doing push-ups. That's exactly what I wanted. Okay, so that's the difference between still, yet, already, and anymore. So if I say, am I still doing push-ups? Sí. Todavía estás haciendo
push-ups.
Flexiones. Very good. Aún, how would you say, aún no estoy haciendo flexiones?
Ya no estoy haciendo.
No, aún no estoy haciendo. Como que todavía no empecé.
Todavía no he empezado.
Ya, yeah, pero en inglés.
Ya, pero ¿cómo es?
I haven't.
En inglés.
No, hombre, en alemán. Si quieres en alemán. O polaco. Me vale.
I haven't already.
No.
I haven't started doing push-ups yet.
Yet.
Okay.
Very good. What about ya no estoy haciendo flexiones?
I'm not doing push-ups anymore.
Very good. What about ya he empezado a hacer flexiones?
I've already started doing push-ups.
I've already started doing push-ups. Yes, very good. Me parece que os vais a liberar. No, no os vais a liberar. we're going to take a look at J versus Y pronunciation. Okay, so I'm going to read a sentence to you that I want you to translate. So the sentence goes, this is not in the English clock book. Richard Vaughn sent this to me because he was really upset that I don't correct you on the J and Y pronunciation. So the sentence is, Jack y Jerry conducen un jaguar.
Un jaguar.
Yes, ¿por qué se ríe?
Es un coche.
Un coche. Yes. Claro, se dice jaguar, ¿no?
No. Bueno,
sí.
Bueno, ¿cómo lo dices tú? A ver.
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Un jaguar.
Un jaguar.
Bueno.
Pero un jaguar.
Toma ya. Pascal. Bueno, a ver, Jack and Jerry conducen un jaguar.
Jack.
Jack. ¿Cómo me llamo yo?
Julia.
Julia. So Jack and?
Jack and Jessica.
Very good. So Jack and Jerry.
Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Drives.
Drive.
Drive a Jaguar.
Jaguar. Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Yes.
What is the Y then?
Bueno, a ver, es o la Y o la J.
Ah, I thought it was, they were only
no, no.
Ys.
Okay. No, no, no. So Jack and Jerry drive a Jaguar.
Jack and Jerry drive a Jaguar.
Very good. James Joyce estudió periodismo en Jakarta. Okay, a ver, lo pronuncio como buenamente puedo, ¿vale?
James Joyce studied journalism in Jakarta.
Very good. James Joyce studied journalism in Jakarta. Very good. Hostia. Perdón.
La dicho.
I said it again. I'm sorry.
For me, please.
I'm sorry.
It is
this is really difficult to translate. Juzga. Uy. Verdaderos. How do you say gentlemen?
Caballeros.
Juzga verdaderos caballeros por sus gestos y su generosidad.
Por Dios.
See, this is why it just comes out of me. So, juzga genuinos caballeros por sus gestos y su generosidad. So, judge genuine gentlemen
for
by their gestures and generosity. Yes, judge genuine gentlemen by their generous gestures and generosity. Repeat.
judge
genuine gentlemen by their gestures and generosity.
Judge genuine.
Bueno, mañana más.
It's too difficult for me, Julia.
Mañana más. Don't worry about it. How do you say empezar una pelea? How do you say that?
To pick a fight.
To pick a fight. Start a fight is perfectly fine, but I was looking for to pick a fight. Sorry for my bad language today, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me in the studio. Have a fantastic afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye bye.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
¿Qué es el VIP?
El VIP en inglés significa very important person y en este caso
Vaughan Intensive Program.
Eso, Vaughan Intensive Program y Very Intensive Program.
Este, ibas ahí al lado de los pingüinos.
Very Important Penguins. Así.
Claro, claro. Y bueno, para que la gente no se desconecte, tiene que empezar a llamar ya al 911-335-832.
¿Otra vez?
911-335-832.